FIFA fans around the world, welcome back to episode number 10. We're recording this on Sunday, May 16th. I'm your host, Tyler.
And I'm your host, Andrew. Welcome to your weekly foot fix. Tyler, to kick things off, what are you drinking?
So today I have yet another hazy IPA to intro into the show. This one is from another Bend, Oregon brewery. It's called Crux. And the reason I got this one, the can, the beer is called Party of Clowns Hazy IPA, and the can itself was really spectacular. I know our listeners won't be able to see it, but Andrew can see it. It's kind of a creepy Halloween clown thing that would give a lot of people nightmares. And I saw it on
the shelf. It's equal parts amazing and terrifying. Like, it looks like it's inspired by the clown from It, but also happier and more cartoony. I'm interested. I'm gonna like find this picture and show my toddler and see if it gives him nightmares or if he like thinks it's the best thing ever, because I really can't tell. So you guys should all Google this, because it is quite interesting.
Yeah, so Party of Clowns by Crux out of Bend, Oregon. Andrew, how about yourself? What are you drinking?
I was thinking about, I'm trying to mix it up each time, and I was like, what have I not drank? I'm just drinking bourbon on the rocks.
Classic. So
this is just bullet bourbon on the rocks. Nice, easy. Celebrating my Hawks making the playoffs for the NBA last day of the season. I'm excited for that. You guys might get to hear a little bit about that, or if you're following me on Twitter, then you'll certainly get to see some like random Trae Young yelling in videos by me. But so that's it.
Well,
so,
cheers. Congrats to the Hawks. All right, Andrew. So how has the past week of FIFA been for you? We're now post La Liga Tots. We're entering into Bundesliga Tots. How have things been?
They have been up and down. It's probably no different than the week before. So let's just start off with La Liga Tots. We talked about it last week. I think I feel even stronger this week. What a fucking great promo. Like, Premier League was so bad. Community Tots seemed pretty average to good. Then Premier League was so bad. And then FIFA, just the guys in Vancouver were like, no, we're going to blow it out of the water and just have an amazing, fun promo. We're going to have these great, I asked on Twitter, is the 80 plus La Liga specific player pick the best value SBC ever? For me, it was. We can talk more about that. So I think I had a blast this week opening packs. I completed my Icon Swaps 84 times 20 pack. I got my three Icon Swap players out of that by doing three objectives. And I did that because I packed so many good but not elite La Liga players that I thought it was worth taking a shot, because I have completely revamped my team to be almost exclusively La Liga now. It's crazy. I think I'm probably going to go through another revamp soon, because some of them are disappointing, and I do want to talk about that for a second. But the content, amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Glad that you've been enjoying a little bit of squad revamp. I obviously did a whole rundown on my squad last week of how I totally transformed everything into fully La Liga. And kind of similar, I actually sold my baby Eusebio and actually spent a few more 100,000 coins opening up some packs, really trying to chase one of the elite cards. Didn't hit anything. I think over the course of 10 days or so, I spent 4.5 million coins on packs. And safe to say, getting maybe on the board side of the gameplay experience. And I have found this cycle of going through all of these upgrade packs throughout Team of the Season, through La Liga, and even entering now into Bundesliga. It's been like the most fun I've had in the game, of just like continuing to load up, whether it's I did a lot of the La Liga premium upgrades, but then I also really loved the 80 plus La Liga player picks. And I had slightly more success from the La Liga premium upgrades, but based on what I was seeing online, it seemed like more people might have been getting more things out of the player pick. It just, that one wasn't as hot for me.
I got Koundé 5 times out of the player pick alone. Just Koundé. I mean, I did certainly more than 100. I think maybe 200 of these player picks, recycling pit players and just opening packs and things like that. But I want to do a rundown of everything I packed in the past week.
Yeah, go for it.
Because it's insane. So almost all of these are from, I'll just tell you where they came from. So Suarez, I got in the 85 plus player pick. That card is amazing. 700K on Xbox is a joke. He's amazing. Then from player picks, I packed Llorente, Alba, Koundé 5 times, Navas, Vasquez 2x, Marino. I might have packed Marino 2x. I can't remember. He was definitely SBC fodder for me. And then
only 2x for Marino. That's amazing. I got him like 7 times, but almost nobody else.
So I'd rather have him than Koundé 7 times because of the rating, obviously. And then in my 84 times 20, I got Fekir. He was the only La Liga tots. I think I got 3 Super League tots, but they were used today for an SBC that we'll talk about. But Fekir, I want to talk about him. So I played a little Rivals to kind of, I did not have enough points to get to Weekend League. So I'm glad I don't want to really play Weekend League. The gameplay is fucking horrible right now. If you go on my Twitter or Twitch, you can see I clipped a loss I had last night where I was up 1-0 in the 82nd minute. I have input overlay on and I actually turned on the stream because my gameplay was so bad and I knew my passes were not going where I aimed. But on a goal kick, I'm aiming to the far left. And it just kicks it directly to a striker. And he just instantly scored. And then I actually ended up losing this game 3-1 because it was just basically like my controller was turned off. So that's how my Rivals experience went, even though I actually, that's one of 2 games I lost. I think I went 7-2 in this run. And it just wasn't fun. So it's just a real counter to everything I'm feeling about the picks and the content and everything. But I bring all of this up to say Fekir is a god. I am playing a 4-3-3-2. He had in, I think, 6 matches. I think I played 1 without him before I packed him. So in 6 matches, he had 9 goals playing left center mid. He is unbelievable. He just does everything right. His shot was amazing. His positioning was amazing. He seemed to play great defense for me, even though he has 47 defense. 190K. I'm in love with this card. He is just amazing. I love him. And as the, on the flip side, Vasquez, this right wing, I think we were all excited about him. He's kind of non-existent for me. I'm not liking that card.
So, oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. I'm going to try some other Kim styles. I've been talking to some folks about it and I might try some other Kim styles, get him. I actually put engine on him. I'm going to try a basic Kim style and maybe some other things and see if that unlocks his potential.
And you, so you just mentioned you're playing the 4-3-3 second variation. Is he playing like right center mid or where do you have him in your lineup? He's
at right wing, but I will move him to right center mid to kind of close out a game or right back. Actually, I moved him to right back 1 game too. Navas picked up a yellow card and I just, you know, that's actually probably his best position.
That's awesome. So I say Fekir. I don't know. I'm going to ignore pronunciation. I have no idea. But okay. I've heard great things about that card, really all throughout foot. And I think this version does look totally cracked. I think there's a good chance I'll try to add him into my squad. I did the SBC Hernandez, the one that was only like 100K. He took the place for me of Baby Eusebio. So obviously a massive downgrade, but it put three million coins liquid into my club. And I may mess around with the squad a little bit and instead pick up Fekir because I obviously your review is definitely very encouraging. That card looks fantastic. And so excited to try him.
He's great. And honestly, the French links are huge too. Like don't, you know, if you're building a hybrid squad, which we certainly should talk about Bundesliga in a second, there's several good French players in there that you might want to try. Also, I'm actually linking him in with Mukiele, the right back from the Bundesliga, who is pretty good. He's actually, you know, maybe not the best center back is where I swap him to, but the French links alone are make him such a more highly valued card, in my opinion.
Yeah, totally. And I think, as I look at my spot, the thing that immediately jumps out to me is I could probably put in Fekir instead of that Hernandez card. And then I have a ton of coins. I could get Tots Varane to play at center back. And so obviously those two players, both French. I already have the SBC Cantona that I did right before last week's show. So French links definitely working for me, and something that I'm looking to maybe continue as these additional top squads comes out. I might start moving towards more of a one nation type squad. But right now I'm pretty heavy on Spain and France, and feels like a good spot and pretty happy with the squad overall.
Yeah, certainly not a bad place to be. So how was your week? How was your week in league? Did you add any of these Bundesliga players to your squad?
Yeah, so my week really, all the way through Friday's release of Bundesliga Tots, I was grinding these upgrades just nonstop and would just go into the market. The price really varied. Like early in the week, it was around like 1600 for a gold rare. It then dropped to like 1100 coins for a gold rare. And I was just like, just spending coins as fast as I could, because I was just trying to, I wanted to do so many of those upgrades. And I seriously went through, I mean, it felt like hundreds of these upgrade packs. And it was just super fun. And I was truly not packing anything after last week's show. I mean, I had earlier in the week had packed Benzema and Vasquez and Koundé and Alba. And then throughout the whole rest of the week, the only team of the season player that I could really get added to my squad was just Moreno over and over and over and over again. And because I kept packing Moreno and I was like, I need to be doing an SBC so I can find a home for this, I literally did all the La Liga SBC. So I mentioned I did Hernandez. I went ahead and did PK. I went ahead and did, there was some other one that I am, Barencia, the left wing. Like, I'm never going to use that card, but I have him. And I just got out of control. And seriously,
can I say for advice, when you're doing player picks are an option and you don't have to get rid of the cards, don't just dump it into whatever random ass SBC is out there. You know, for any listeners thinking about this, you know, do whatever you want to do. But if you're going to dump it into some left back that you're not going to use, just hold it. Until today, I was sitting on 4 Koundés unassigned, all duplicates. And there was a reason for it, because I knew something big was coming today. But just a bit of, I know it's fun to do it, and obviously you went crazy, but I think it's a little nuts to not try that card out if you're going to do the SBC, to kind of complete something where, you know, going into it, you're not going to use the card at all.
Oh yeah. I, the PK, like, I think his price was something like 350K, and it's like, okay, well, if you ignore his pace, he's one of the best center backs in the game. However, this is probably the version of FIFA where pace on a defender matters more than any other. I have used him in a few games. He's serviceable, but I think I've won all 4 games I played with him in D1 of Rivals. However, in one of the game, my most challenging game that I had, PK picked up a red card in like the 45th minute because he got beat on a through ball, and I knew the guy was going to get a goal. And so I just chased him down and slid tackled from behind, total rat move. And PK, you know, got sent out of the game. But I did prevent the goal and went on to win that game. And otherwise he felt all right. But I did not end up playing weekend league. My wife and I, we actually were over 2 weeks out from our vaccine. And so we actually went out of town for the weekend. We went to Oregon wine country, went kayaking, wine tasting at a couple of great vineyards, went on some hikes, like really had this amazing real world, like pre-2020 pandemic life. Like, it felt like odd, really. Like, it just felt like we were making this huge transition to a different time, and it felt great. Like, not even, you know, didn't bring the PlayStation, didn't play any FIFA, and it was awesome. And we are home now, so got back from that, and it was really only on my return back home this afternoon that I even really started diving into understanding what the Bundesliga team of the season squad looks like. And oh my word, the team looks cool. There's all these SBCs that have come out. And I was like really blown away and overwhelmed by, again, how strong the team content options are. And because I went so heavy on La Liga, I don't really think it makes a ton of sense for a lot of my squad. But I did go ahead and rip open the 85 plus pick from the SBC that came out. And I got the Marcel Sabitzer, the midfielder. He looks pretty good. Certainly I'll be using him as a sub to try him out. I saw, though, there's this 115K Lazaro right back who would be a strong link because they're both Austrian in the Bundesliga. And that card looks nuts. So I kind of feel like I'd be an idiot not to pick up him just on the off chance that somewhere later throughout this week I pick up another great Bundesliga card. Tapsoba would be a weak link between both of those players, and he looks absolutely nuts. Andrew, you've had a little bit more time to digest what this Bundesliga squad looks like. Why don't you help ease our listeners into to the best ways to think about the squad?
Yeah, the first thing to think about for your Austrian links here is Alaba got a community team of the season, which is the best, probably the best card in that whole squad. So you could have a nice little Austrian green triangle going on. I think everyone has said good things about that card. Unfortunate he's not in this squad, though. I think there's some obvious things to talk about, right? Goretzka, Lewandowski, and Sancho look incredible. They gave Lewandowski and Sancho weak foot upgrades, which was huge. I think something we absolutely needed. I think it's kind of weird that it only came, you know, this round, and Messi and Benzema and Suarez, those folks didn't get an upgrade of weak foot or skill moves either. But hey, no worries. You want to do it now? Great. I'm happy that you guys have got off your ass and are starting to do some stuff.
I actually think his base gold card's 3-star skills. And so I know they did an objective Suarez this year where they upgraded that to 4-star. And I think for team of the season, they just held that and continue to give you the 4-star skills so it doesn't feel like a downgrade, which I appreciate and applaud. So I think they did at least do something for you on that one. But I agree on Lewandowski, to make him a 5-star weak foot. Like, he's one of those cards that in real life, Robert Lewandowski is, I think, arguably he's certainly one of the top three best strikers in the world, but I think there's a lot of people that would make the case that he's the number one. And this is like another way that EA, rather than trying to like falsely juice his pace, make him a little bit more relevant to the cycle by giving him something like that 5-star weak foot.
Oh, his pace is juiced. You know that, right?
It's only like 93, right, on the base.
So sure, but you can get him to 99 with, you know, Hunter or Catalyst very easily. Or 90, yeah. You know, and Engine gets him 97, 98. So they juice this pace too, which is probably appropriate, because this is for all intents and purposes a 99 rated card. He's got so many 99 stats that it's amazing. That's the one card I think that I am really excited about. Obviously Goretzka looks unbelievable. I think everyone's kind of comparing him to KDB last year, all 90 club. So those stand out in the team. I don't really see too many low-end gems. The Baku maybe could be a good card, although his defense and physicality are a little low for my taste. Obviously, a lot of people are interested in Lacroix, the 90-rated center back. He was extinct for a while. You probably missed that. But on Friday and a good portion of yesterday, Saturday, he was extinct on both consoles.
So that's crazy. Yeah, I saw pictures of his stats, and I was just like, what is that card? Like, I've never heard of this player before, but he looks really amazing.
You've never heard of him because he's a 66 rated center back, silver center back, who had no upgrades whatsoever. And then they were just like, here you go. Here's a 90 rated +22 to +24 in every defensive category, +29 on his stamina, +28 on his aggression.
Like, you know what, Andrew? I'll take it. I'm happy about it. No. It's awesome.
I think it's kind of what they do for future stars, and it's a great idea. So I think so far I'm a little underwhelmed with the squad itself. There's the really high-end cards, but then there's no mid-level the way I was feeling about La Liga, where Vasquez, and well, now I feel about Fekir and these type of cards that I really wanted to try out. You know, I don't really feel that interested in Sabitzer or Andre Silva or Angelino. In my 85 plus pack, I got Hummels. I honestly took him for the rating more than anything. I'm not going to use a 76 pace card and, you know, team of the season time. But the thing that interests me the most is they have continued the SBC juice and they have doubled down. We have so many good cards right now. They started out the first day with a Max Kruse. And he looks all right. I don't really, if you want to talk about him, we certainly can, but I want to talk about the rest of them. You already mentioned this Lazaro card. I think you have to do him just as a sub. I'm going to do him as a sub for nothing. 111K for this, these stats, 97 pace off the bench, all, you know, just elite stats all over the place. I think yeah, he's the most super.
You probably missed that Kleiber SBC card that was earlier in the year, who everyone absolutely loved. And whether he was a starter or off the bench, he was just fantastic. This card looks like an immensely better version of that type of card. And obviously with all these Bundesliga cards out now, it's going to be much easier for people to try to link into their starting squad. So I think I'm with you. I think the Sabitzer pull for me, I think just means I have to do it. Like it's a no-brainer in case I ever want to try him. But I think he'd be an instant fantastic defensive sub right now for my team, even as it is.
Or offensive sub, honestly, if you're trying to win, you know, crank out a win. There's so many good cards in this. Flashback Douglas Costa looks awesome. I don't think they give him a weak foot upgrade, so I'm probably not going to do him. He's kind of expensive. Tapsoba seems to be the headliner of all headliners. Everyone was very excited about this card. He looks very similar to that Lacroix, but I think a little better. He caused center backs across the world yesterday to crash. Everyone from Varon, I think on PlayStation went down 800K at one point, 700K. Everyone's completed this, I think, even though he has terrible links because no one's using like a Hiradeki, the goalkeeper, for Leverkusen to link him. So you really do have to kind of go Bundesliga heavy to link him in, but he looks so good.
Yeah, his other, like his left back, right back links were like those objective cards, which you obviously, or SBCs, which you can't get anymore, which makes that definitely tough. There is the new, I think it's Amiri. It's an objective player who I think is for Leverkusen. So I don't know that that card's that great, but it's a way to use Tapsoba.
Amiri's getting some good hype. And obviously Leon Bailey also has one, although you'd have to use a three at the back somehow, which obviously you can do, but you're probably already Bundesliga heavy if you're going with Tapsoba and Bailey. All that said, I completed this card almost instantly using all that fodder that I said I had. He looks amazing. I'm going to find a way to get him in my team, even if playing him on 8-chem. I think he looks incredibly fun. I think, you know, everyone feels like they've been doing that. He's got medium high work rates, which are very important.
Yeah. The thing, when I look at his card, and we've talked plenty on this show about how much we love the SBC Tadebo card that we both had. And I really think for me, my favorite thing about him, even though he had a little bit lower pace, I think around like 80 to 82 on his face card, he was 6'3", and it just felt like that extra height, you know, the long legs factor. He was just reach every ball. And I just really love that. Tapsoba's 6'4". Like, this is going to be a beast in game. And every stat on this card is better than Tadebo. So I think I'm with you. I'm probably going to do this SBC. My club is pretty dry, so I may need to get back to grinding some of these upgrades, because that's obviously super fun to do, and slowly will of course build fodder into my club to where there's at least home for any high rated dupes that I do end up pulling. But I may take your recommendation and focus a lot more heavily on the picks as opposed to the Bundesliga premium upgrades, so that dupes become less of an issue.
Yeah, and I think if you're looking for fodder, picks are even more important because you care much less about hitting the home run, right? You're not hunting for Goretzka or Lewandowski. You're just trying to maximize your fodder.
I mean, I wouldn't be sad if I hit one of those. I'll obviously say that.
But when you're doing, in my view, when you're doing those premium packs, that's the whole goal, right? It's really that or bust. Like, yes, you get some other fodder, but for the most part, you're just looking for the home run, and you kind of get three chances because of the three rares.
Yep.
So some underlying stats on Tapsoba, but we don't talk a lot about this type of stuff, but we should talk about this one. He has 99, short passing, long passing, reactions, and composure. All 99. Some of
that's
the most
Kim
important
style.
No Kim style. Those some of the most important underlying stats in the game, and he is fully maxed out. I can't wait to try him. And I've obviously just mentioned how kind of unhappy I am with the game, and I've something we either should talk about now, although there's so much content, I'm not sure now is the right time, but at some point we certainly need to focus on the fact that this game has shifted over the years from being something where it was more fun to play the game than do content. And now I think it's pretty clear content, grinding SBCs, things like that is the most fun part of this. And then playing is almost an afterthought.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you go to maybe FIFA 16 or earlier, FIFA 15 and earlier, there was hardly any content. And so the people that were really into those games, like all they were doing was playing online. And now it truly does feel like the balance has really dramatically shifted. And a lot of people now, they don't even grind their own menu content or play the game themselves. They just go on Twitch or YouTube and watch other people grind menu content and not play the game. And so yeah, it's like even like 2 and 3 degrees removed from people actually playing the game. But something like you mentioned of your frustration of that goal kick of like you're just trying to pass to your player and it the game doesn't register. It goes straight to your opponent. He taps in an easy goal. I think people have those types of things happen often, frequently enough, and maybe not just that lead to such an immediate goal, but to a pass that's just not going where you want, where that frustration just leads to a lack of enjoyment. And honestly, like this menu content of doing these upgrades, it kind of provides like the scratch off lottery ticket type of feel and that high of like, yay, I won. And it's like, even if you only want something that's like an extra dollar or $5, and you're just going to take those $5 back into the gas station and get 5 more scratch off tickets, there's something about that chase of the huge jackpot that's just really, really alluring and fun. And it seems like EA have found a way to really give that experience an opportunity to people. Over these past couple of weeks, I've certainly been a fan of it and really been enjoying it. I think it just doesn't bode well for the game outside of promotions like Team of the Season. And so I am getting a little concerned about what's going to happen to the game once Team of the Season's over. I know we keep talking about a Euro promo. I have a hard time seeing how that's really going to keep people composed into the game. And then long term, I think what we all want is just a fun actual soccer simulation to play. And I think we would really love for EA to stop putting so much focus on the menu content so that we actually have a game that we want to be playing and content just kind of becomes a secondary portion to it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with all of that. I mean, I'm fine with the content being the way it is. Obviously, it's fun. I don't like how sometimes it does feel like a straight money grab or a kind of F you to the community, but generally, I mean, like this, Tots, this is super fun. This is what we're going to talk about all week. It would be nice if we were able to talk more about the gameplay or enjoying our games and like, oh, I just scored an amazing couple of goals like with these new cards and it's so great and I'm loving them. And obviously I've kind of mentioned that about Fakir of like how I love him, but it wasn't an enjoyable experience. I can't really say I've ever enjoyed FIFA 21 since I first started playing this game. I don't really think the gameplay itself has been enjoyable much at all. You know, sometimes it's better than others, but it's pretty shitty. Like just generally, I think it both online and offline. I think that's the other disappointing thing to me is the way they've nerfed squad battles means there's no even offline game where I'm super enjoying the mechanics of the game and just kind of playing a soccer simulation. Now it's just every type of game is kind of a slog and I don't know.
What are the parts of squad battles that you feel like they've changed to make less fun?
So first off, I think just the game mechanics in general have changed, the drop back meta stuff and the defenders making tackles out of nowhere. And that obviously comes through in squad battles too, which is quite annoying where you're playing a silver rated squad and you're on world class or legendary, and they take three steps out of nowhere and just steal the ball from you and like run through your player, and it's not called a foul. It's just, it's not realistic, and it just kind of feels stupid.
They're just allowed to cheat.
Yeah. And then the part that has changed this year is they added that the players were supposed to be more realistic, and there's an option to turn that off, and I've turned it off, but they still do agile dribbling, and then they do crazy unrealistic things. You told me this when I first started playing too, is you can't do any of the things that the AI does in squad battles. They will hit 4 to 5 crosses / lob through balls, and the ball won't touch the ground. It's just ping, 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 goal. And you're like, I can't control anyone. Like, it's just, the game just decided I was going to give up a goal. And there used to be an aspect of that in squad battles before, but nothing like this. This is now like completely over the top ridiculous. And to me, that has kind of taken a lot of the luster out of it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think there's now, with like icon swaps and even a lot of the objective cards that come out, like some of them, they allow you to complete in rivals if you want, but the objective might be play with the silver squad. And if you're someone who's trying to compete in D1, like you don't necessarily want to go run a silver squad with a bunch of Bundesliga players to try to unlock this Amiri card. And so it's like, all right, fine, you'll go do it in squad battles. And I think what it ends up forcing people into is playing like a lot more squad battles than they would normally be comfortable with, to where they really, really get burned out quickly. And I think it's at this point where they either need a new mode or just rebuild it from the bottoms up, because it really isn't fun. And I actually used to play a lot of squad battles. I mean, really prior to this year, I was one of those people that would chase Elite One in squad battles on the regular. And that, I think, is an uncommon occurrence. Like most players, I think, that you hear talk have always hated squad battles. They think it's super boring. I used to really be a fan of it. And this year, more than any other, I have finally kind of gone to that side of, I just think the mode is bad. Like they let the AI totally just cheats. It can do things that you can't, where it can just continue to pass the ball in the air with like all these lobbed passes with really bad players, and it just doesn't make any sense. And like you said, they can like dive through you from behind, not get a foul. And it's just like, I don't understand what this mode is supposed to be anymore. And I just think they built the mode, and so now they're forcing content into it just to get people to do it. But it's really lost a lot of the joy. And
yeah,
I feel like there aren't many people that really are fans of squad battles left. And I feel like that mode, something needs to be changed, because if they put another whole cycle of this type of experience out there, I think I'm going to just have to go into it and be like, you know what? I'm not going to get that 90 rated fodder card. It's just not worth my time. That's kind of where I'm heading.
But you hit on something, which is another big change outside of the gameplay and the cheating, or just not DDA. I don't know what it is. It's just whatever, the AI cheating or FU mode, whatever it is. They've also switched it where it's now basically an objective mode. It's not a, hey, come here and use your ultimate team and try to see if you can beat someone else's ultimate team, even though it's played with the AI. Now it's just, hey, use these random silver cards to try to score some goals and things like that. And so that also, I think, probably takes away some of the luster, because when you're, you know, just trying out new players in a squad, or just trying to see if new tactics work or something like that, you want to go, and I at least used to want to go into squad battles and try that out. And now I feel like I've been pushed to, oh no, squad battles is all about just playing with whatever random objective squad you have to do to complete your icon swaps or your other objective players, which is great that we have those options, but I kind of just wish I could play with my team and complete these objectives, not have to, you know, do all these crazy things outside of the game. I don't know. It kind of feels like it defeats the purpose of having something called Ultimate Team if in one of the main modes, and really the only offline mode, I can't use my Ultimate Team, or at least I'm not encouraged to use my Ultimate Team.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we've even kind of, I think in a way, kind of approached this topic in the last few weeks. We've been talking a lot about how we're trying to merge objectives so that you can do 2, 3, 4 of these things all at once that require you to play squad battles. And then that starts to make it more tolerable because you're unlocking a bunch of content that you really want. And so like right now, I've built my 11 UCL starter squad, but then I'm subbing on German players with 4-star skills so I can also work on unlocking the Amiri objective card. And that's also allowing me to do, there's some kind of like rare mega pack objective that's in there where you have to play 4 or 5 games. Yeah. And so I'm kind of doing like a 3-for-1 type of thing. I'd already done the Silvers and Portuguese and Eredivisie, but you could do exactly what I just said and start a Silver squad and also unlock another icon swaps objective. So you can still stack and do like 4 at a time, or maybe even more right now. And that's like the only way that I think this is even bearable. Like if it was just, hey, you need to play, 10 games for Amiri, I think I would just not do it. But it's the fact that, I really do want to try to chase down all the icon swaps tokens. So I am going to play those 7 UCL games anyway. And so the fact that I'm just going to stack 10 of Amiri's games in there is what makes that tolerable. But by next week, and we're looking at Serie A, and a new player comes out, and I've already done all of my icon swap squad battles, I'm very likely to just skip it, because do I really need another, 88 rated midfielder from Italy for? Like, I think I'll just pass.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I feel about Amiri, even, is I need to do my UCL ones, and I'm just kind of waiting to stack it with something else. But let me ask you a question. You stacked multiple silver objectives. Did you have fun playing that?
No, not at all. Like,
yeah,
it's like, because it's on world class, like, it's like you score your goal, and I would pretty much score a goal and then go do the squad battles glitch, because I've played enough squad battles this year where I just know that it's not actually fun.
Yeah.
And I've often found that if I keep actually trying to play, the AI will just do these crazy crosses and be able to score a header. And, against my silver team, like, I'm very likely to concede that. And so I'd rather just get out of there. And that just can't be what EA's hope was in designing this mode.
And I wonder if they are like the majority of the Twitter community and they just don't like squad battles either. I don't know. It seems to me that the rewards there have always been pretty subpar for the amount of grind where you play 40. We both used to be elite one consistent guys. The reward is such crap. It's like 2 rare mega packs and
30K
for having to play 40 games of grinding it out on legendary, of really having to play your ass off. And one time I think it was last year, maybe 2 years ago, I really was like, I'm going to try to make top 100 on squad battles. I play to elite one every week. Why don't I try to do this? I think I played like 5 to 8 games, just trying to do everything to maximize my points on it. And I was just like, this is terrible. Like, and that was before they screwed up the mode, but it's just exhausting. So I don't think we meant to get this off track, which is probably my fault, but so be it. I had some rough gameplay week, but I do love the content. We got more content today. We got a lot more content. We actually forgot to talk about someone that everyone was very excited about. I saw a lot of people, you probably missed it on Friday, but a lot of people were bitching that Wamagupta.
I would say Silas Wamangatuka.
There you go. He wasn't in the squad. Everyone, half the people were like, how could this possibly be? He absolutely needs to be in this. He must have been in the fan vote. And the other half of people were like, chill out. He's going to be in an SBC. So today we got that SBC. 5-star skills, 3-star weak foot. Kind of exactly what you'd expect. Great pace, decent shooting. You interested in that card?
So I have the Silver Stars, Wamangatuka, and a lot of people, their love for him really came from using that version. I absolutely hated him. I never had anything good to come out of that card. I've talked about how I'm not the greatest skiller, so 5-star skills aren't really my favorite thing. Now we've got all these Brazilian Silvers that are also 5-star skills, but definitely have more attributes in game than that Silver Stars card ever did. So he's never really been someone that stuck out for me as a star player. I think he's kind of a niche play that there is a subset of people that are really excellent at using five-star skills. And I don't know what the base is, but let's say 15% of players are, you know, pretty adept at using those skills. I bet all of them are stoked about this card, because I think he's under 200K to complete the SBC. That is not a steep price to pay for a card like this, that with all these other cheap Bundesliga SBCs that are out there, I'm sure you can find a way to get him into your squad. I think for those folks, this is a home run. For me, it's a total stay away and not someone I'm interested in at all. And that's really just due to my lack of use of five-star skills.
Yeah. How about you? No, agreed. Nothing more for me to say, really. Like, five-star skills, but only three-star weak foot. It's decent price. Like, I'm glad you guys are going to enjoy it. I'm sure I'm going to see him. If I start consistently playing online games, I'm sure he's going to be in a ton of squads on the bench or as a starter. But yeah, not, he doesn't really do enough for me. I don't think he was boosted enough to really, you know, make me consider him. I think the weak foot would have been nice, or, you know, better shooting or something. So we got more content today, and something that I'm really liking is it seems every Sunday we are getting three icon SBCs, three moment icon SBCs. Today's batch did not have a Cantona in it, at least from my perspective. Steven Gerrard, Carlos Alberto, and Lev Yastrin, the Hat, as most people know him. They're fine. Carlos Alberto is obviously an in-game right back. A lot of the UK listeners, I'm sure, love Steven Gerrard. He obviously has lots of, you know, followers from his time in the Premier League. I don't know. What do you think about these? Like, they're decently priced. They're all seem fine to me, but I was I'll let you answer first. How do you feel about him?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Steven Gerrard has a lot of followers from his time at LA Galaxy. I thought that's really where you were going to go. But I guess there's probably some Liverpool fans out there that play FIFA too, so they may have an interest in him. But my thoughts, I think the price on Carlos Alberto, way too high. Right backs are a dime a dozen. There's defenders all across the board that are relatively cheap. I just don't think paying for an icon link that's not someone that you can put in your central midfield or striker. So that just allows you the easiest use of icon blocking players in. And to me, it's too expensive. The Hat, I've never used any version of him. I kind of feel like having a goalkeeper with a hat in game would be really, really exciting. So I am definitely going to complete the loan and try him out. I have learned from my Schmeichel debacle not to just go ahead and complete the SBC based on prior year's experience. And so I'm going to do the loan. I'm going to try him. That's something I'll consider, just because obviously as you start getting all these great cards from all these different leagues, having an icon goalkeeper does create the potential for you to be able to link folks in a little bit easier. So he's a maybe. I don't think he's that expensive. The thing that is going to be difficult to justify doing him is, as we just talked about, there are so many good Bundesliga specific players that I feel like even if I do get any kind of high rated dupes, I'm more likely to go spend my fodder on all of those. So Yashin's kind of more of a long-term play for me, of someone that I may get into. And then even though I'm a Liverpool fan, I have absolutely no interest in Steven Gerrard. I just don't think he fits the meta of FIFA. And to me, he's really lost unless you're just a huge super fan. I don't think you'll get anything near top-tier production out of his card in-game. So for me, that's a full stay away. I don't think I'd use him if I got him for free.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. He's slow. I think that's the best way to put it. I mean, when you say he's not meeting meta, he's just slow. He's never going to meet the meta until FIFA figures this gameplay out. This is not a FIFA 21 issue. Every year, speed is incredibly important. And I feel like every year we start the game and folks are like, oh, they fixed speed. This year, like, you know, good players are really good. And
Tony Cruz is going to be good this year.
Yeah, and it's just like, it's not until you... I don't know, until they figure it out and make passing and dribbling and stuff more important and weighted and stuff, and not just the ability to run past players.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I'm not going to do any of these. They're just kind of not worth it to me. I love the idea that we're getting, you know, big SBCs every week. I just kind of expected a bigger card. I think was expecting maybe a good attacker. I was hoping for Eusebio, but I think more realistically Eto or someone in that vein was probably likely to come. And
this feels like a step back from where we were last week with the cards they dropped then. And I'm pretty sure they could have dropped these cards 6 weeks ago and we still wouldn't have been any more excited about them, at least at the price points that they're at. So this just feels kind of like a dead week. Maybe they knew they were smashing it with the Bundesliga content and they're like, hey, let's just start rolling out more icons. So I'm not going to hate on them releasing them, but it doesn't really seem to warrant any further discussion on my part.
Yeah, no, I'm just hoping next time we talk next week that we are talking about Eusebio or Henri, or I mean, Hullet obviously would be amazing, or, you know, Cruyff. But
yeah, I think even the tier below that, like you just mentioned, like Eto, he's a card right now that a lot of people would be excited for, but he'd still be in that 2 to 3 million range in terms of cost. Yep. And I think it would be one people would have to like really think about, like, is it really worth it at this stage to do an SBC of that price? But I don't understand these cards. They're not it.
Yeah. Agreed. I'm just trying to look. There's not really any Cameroon players. Can you think of any good ones? So like that hurts Eto just in general.
I can't think of anyone off the top of my head.
But yeah, I think Eto, you know, if Puskas wasn't, I think he's in swaps, right? So if he wasn't in swaps, I would say he'd probably be one coming. Henri seems like another likely one. Maybe folks are waiting for him to buy Arsenal to see if they're going to.
Yeah.
I think he's been rumored to be part of the ownership group pitching to try to acquire the team.
Yeah, you mentioned Mateus last week, and he would be huge because of all these German players that have come out for Bundesliga team of the season. He'd be a fantastic option if they'd have dropped that today. I feel like people would have been so excited.
I imagine they didn't drop him because everyone would do his loan and use him in all the friendlies and objectives that require that stuff. And I think that is a logical reason not to drop the best like German icon there is. So I'm guessing that might be the reason, but I'm hoping he's coming. I hope next week it's Eusebio, Maldini, and Lothar, and that would give me some heartburn of which one I'm going to complete first.
Yeah, exactly. Then you'd be getting into squad battles, doing all these objectives because you want every card you can to dump into those SBCs.
I have a lot of cards. So, and I think that's one other thing we don't talk about a lot is we talk about the prices of these things. At this point, we all have tons and tons of fodder, and you can go out and get, you know, multiple 90 rated, 88, 90 rated cards for little input, little effort. So the cost is maybe a little lower than it looks like on Footbin. So one thing to keep in mind, both for myself and then for everyone listening, is the cost is a little bit of a misnomer here. And you can obviously do a lot of these for cheap. You know, I can't remember the last time I had to go buy a card off the market to complete an SBC player, for example. Yeah,
I actually had to do it for Cantona. One thing we didn't mention when I did that SBC, I didn't realize that on Xbox, the SBC was priced higher than he was on the market. So EA kind of messed something up on the Cantona SBC requirements. He was still a deal for PlayStation users, because I had sold mine actually before the SBC came out for like 3.6 million. And then the actual SBC cost was somewhere just over 2 million. So obviously like a huge, huge price benefit for me personally. But I feel like his price on the Xbox market was actually under the SBC requirement, which was insane.
It is. It's significantly under. I mean, I think, again, probably part of the thing EA factors in is the fact you're not actually having to go out and spend 2.5 million to go get this card. You're probably spending $1.5 million to.
And so in my instance, I used almost all the fodder I had, and I had to buy a few players. I spent 135,000 coins to complete Cantona. Obviously bled my club dry of so much fodder that I had. But he's a tank, a beast. He's amazing. I love him. No regrets. Happy to do it.
That's awesome. This time next week, if we don't get Eusebio or Eto or Henri, we might be talking about whether or not I'm going to complete Cantona, because I think we're getting at the stage where I need to complete one of these big boys, and I think he's the one right now that I would want to do. So we'll think about that. I'm hoping I get some more stuff. Obviously, I hope I pack Lewandowski and it makes everything moot, but that's where I am too, and it's obviously going to be a major grind to complete all of that. But stay tuned next week or follow me on Twitter to find out. So that's all I want to talk about this week, Tyler. You know, I think I'm ready to go back and grind some more packs and some picks. I guess we didn't talk about that, but obviously they released Sundays are a good release day where they released tons of these upgrade picks. A little different than last week, but you know, it's kind of all the same idea. So I think it's great. I hope we keep getting it. It's what I'm going to spend most of my week doing. Anything else this week you want to talk about?
No, I think I'm in the same boat. I'm looking to do a lot of those 81 plus player picks. I feel like my whole week is going to be spent enjoying some of those. If I don't really find any early success because my team's not really Bundesliga heavy, I'll probably wait until the Wednesday Bundesliga guaranteed pack, see if I get someone fantastic out of there. If I do, then I'm really going to double down and just go pretty big to see if I can find some more links around that player or build up some fodder to complete some more of these SBCs. But I will say thanks to EA for releasing all these great SBCs. It's exciting content. We're thankful for it. And I think, yeah, I'm with you. That wraps it up for me for this week. Andrew, where can people find you if they want to stay in touch?
I am at foot_AST. On Twitter and Twitch occasionally now. Yeah, what about you, Tyler?
So you can follow this podcast at foot_FIX. So at foot_fix. And you can find my personal account. I am at pace of a tortoise. And that's it for this week, everyone. Thanks for joining. We'll be here next week for your weekly hit of the foot fix.